Hi there. The word for you today is fight for your marriage. In Proverbs 21:20, we read, "In the house of the wise are stores or savings." One of the most common issues that cause marriages to fail today is finances. There's a cute story about an usher who passed the collection plate at a church wedding. When one of the guests objected, he said, "I understand how you feel, but the father of the bride needs the money." Seriously, the number one reason for divorce these days is money. And that's interesting, because you see, we have more money today than at any time in the past. So then what's the problem? In a nutshell, it's our lifestyle. The more we have, the more we want, and the more we're willing to go into debt to get it. When times are good, that philosophy works. But if the last 50 years we've lived through are anything to go by, and that's 10 recessions, then it doesn't work. For example, folks who bought a home for $100,000 planning to sell it for $200,000 within a year or two, you know the story, they ended up losing everything because the housing market crashed. Can you imagine the stress something like that puts on a marriage? The strong endure, but the weak don't. We recently became reacquainted with a mostly forgotten word. It's called frugality. It means buying only what you can afford. The Bible says in the house of the wise there are stores or savings, but a foolish man devours all he has. Financial experts now recommend keeping a minimum of 6 months' living expenses for a rainy day. In the last decade, we've gone through a major and painful correction. You know that. But it taught us something. It taught us that the secret of happiness in marriage isn't spending all you've got, but saving and taking time to enjoy what you have.